This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin this Friday with 4 minutes of live radio, the week in review, our weekly wrap, we like to call it. For that, we've got The Guardian's Heidi Moore and John Carney from CNBC. They're at Marketplace East, our bureau in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So our tagline this week, you guys, has been the legacy of Lehman Brothers as we think about the 5 years gone by. And Heidi, let me go to you first and ask you, what, in your considered opinion, is the legacy of Lehman Brothers?
I think it really changed Wall Street the way that we know it. Wall Street used to be kind of this area of broad shoulders. Now those shoulders are slumped. And you know, a lot of people talk about how Wall Street has worked against regulation, and that is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. Dodd-Frank is not a strong law. But the truth is that it's not just Congress that doesn't know what Wall Street needs to look like. It's also Wall Street itself. They're just in a zombie state. They're feeling themselves way through this new world where they're just a pastiche of businesses that were cobbled together by bailouts and acquisitions, and they don't really know how they fit together, and they don't know what the future is going to look like. So they're functioning out of a zombie kind of fear fugue state rather than any true knowledge about how to make a profit in the future.
John, pick up on that. If Wall Street doesn't know what it's doing, what does that say about the rest of us, man?
I think it's a real problem. Wall Street in general is that they lack the sort of vision of the future that they used to have. They used to think that they understood what was going to happen. 2008 changed that very dramatically in almost everybody. And then we've seen since then a couple instances where they had to be reminded, so the J.P. Morgan whale experience, where they were like, right, we still don't really know how this world works.
You know, this is so interesting because I sort of figured that you guys would give some version of, you know, it hasn't much changed. They're still taking a lot of risk. They're still out there. Masters of the universe, Heidi, you know?
Well, I mean, delusion is a powerful thing, right? And so that's basically what that is. It's true that they're taking risk, but what hasn't changed is, you know, if we want to find the thing that hasn't changed, they still don't know how to understand risk. The spout is either completely on, you know, they're taking risk on everything, they're giving out bad mortgages, or it's totally off. They're not lending at all. So it shows that they don't know what the middle ground is.
John, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I think that what the arrogance that was there beforehand, that we've had a bit of return of that, but it's nowhere near what it was in 2007. These guys really do now at least know that it's possible for them to fail. Yeah. And this was something that they really, you know, it hadn't happened in generations. And so it had gone away. They thought they had mastered capitalism. And now they know that markets are much more complex than they realize.
Can I compare it to one thing really quickly?
Of course.
It's like the show Mad Men, you know, where they have all those three martini lunches and they think they're in charge of the whole world. And then they don't really understand that the ground is shifting beneath their feet, that they're becoming dinosaurs, that the world is leaving them behind, becoming faster, smarter, colder, and far more efficient without them. And that's where Wall Street is. It's in that Mad Men era where it still thinks the good times are coming back, and they're not.
Yeah, but, you know, having the advertising industry try to figure that out and then having global capitalism try to figure that out are two totally different things, right?
It is very different. And one thing I do think that has changed very much for the better is that we now have regulators far more actively involved in looking at what the banks are doing. We have these, you know, these tests. We talk about the stress tests. Yeah. But where the Fed is really sitting down and making these guys explain what their bigger business plan is, how they're going to use the money that they take, whether they're going, you know, to strengthen their own institution, to pay shareholders, to pay themselves. That's good. We didn't have anything like that in 2008. And that was one of the big problems, is that when you had a problem like Lehman Brothers, you had the Treasury Secretary and the Fed come in and say, like, show us what you got.
Yeah.
And Dick Fuld would be like, you know, I'm not really sure. You guys can help take a look through the books if you want.
See, do you think we've come far? Because I don't think we have.
All right. Well, hang on a minute, because we got like half a minute left. And I want to get to you, right? Because we don't have time for that conversation. That cut that we played in the open of Henry Paulson saying, I didn't say we were going to be okay. Do you guys, quickly remember, John, you go first. Do you think we're going to be okay?
Yeah, I do. I think we are past the stage of, you know, of Wall Street self-immolation. The world is not going to burn down.
All right. Heidi?
I think we're okay for now, but pretty soon again, we won't be.
Heidi Moore from The Guardian, John Carney from CNBC in New York. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Kai.
Thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.